Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
And as you heard there in the news headlines, the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has said today that while vaccine delivery targets were being met by Pfizer and Moderna, she was not happy that AstraZeneca were continuing to miss delivery targets for the EU bloc. She went on to say this.
If we have a look at the epidemiological situation, it is getting worse. And we know that we need to accelerate the vaccination rates. And this is why we need to ensure that there is reciprocity and proportionality. If the situation does not change, we will have to reflect on how to make exports to vaccine-producing countries dependent on their level of openness. We will reflect on whether exports to countries who have higher vaccination rates than us are still proportionate.
Well, I'm joined now by Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil MEP for Ireland South and a member of the EU Committee on Environment, Public Health and Food Safety. And Billy, thank you for joining us on this St. Patrick's Day. As I say, Ursula von der Leyen speaking today on all of this, one of the things that she said was that the EU bloc has exported 10 million doses to the UK specifically in the last 6 weeks. And meanwhile, there are two sites in the UK who are scheduled to deliver AstraZeneca to the EU, but she said that hasn't happened yet, which is obviously a problem. The question is blocking exports to the UK the answer?
Well, it's not about just blocking exports to the UK. It's about ensuring that vaccines that are produced in Europe will either stay in Europe or go to countries that have a lesser vaccination rate than the European Union itself. I mean, the idea that the European Union will continue to export vaccines to countries that are now beginning to vaccinate into the healthy cohorts of their populations would be, very damaging for its reputation, but more importantly, very damaging for public health across the European Union, bearing in mind we're still trying to vaccinate groups and cohorts that are vulnerable to the various strains out there of the COVID-19 virus. So, I mean, it would be irresponsible for us to continue to do what we're doing in the event of other countries not being reciprocal and open in terms of their allowing exports to the European Union from their countries and their sites.
And Ursula von der Leyen did mention that idea of openness today. She said the EU has exported 41 million vaccines to 33 countries, and she's saying open roads run in both directions, with a suggestion that it's hard to explain why vaccines produced in the EU are going to other countries when hardly anything is coming back. And yet the UK government saying today very clearly there is no export ban to the EU. They're not blocking exports to the EU. So why focus your attention on them?
Well, I think we have to focus our attention on companies rather than countries. And I think that is the issue that Ursula von der Leyen is referring to. I mean, AstraZeneca, let's be quite clear. 10 million doses of vaccines were created in Europe and exported to the UK. They're not all AstraZeneca, but the point is no dose from the UK has come to the European Union. Mm. And AstraZeneca have two plants in the UK. They were funded by the European Union in terms of upfront for investment to increase capacity. And we have a situation where, they are now so far behind their delivery targets, 30 million in quarter one versus the original 90 million. And they're talking about delivering only 70 million in quarter two as opposed to the 180 million that they had agreed to. Now, I've been critical of AstraZeneca for some time. I mean, look, it has been very clear that they had capability problems in terms of rollout and, ramping up capacity. But at the same time, we have to ensure that the vulnerable age groups and people in Europe are vaccinated in a timely, fair manner, like every other citizen around
sure,
the world.
And everyone wants that, Billy, and it is very frustrating to see any vaccine leaving the EU when we're in the situation that we are, when many of us feel we're so far behind or we want more than we have. Yet you're saying there it's about companies rather than countries, but if the EU carries out a threat to block, for example, Pfizer and Moderna from being transported to the UK, it's UK citizens who are punished as a result. It's not AstraZeneca. That doesn't hurt that AstraZeneca.
Well, it's about basing it on proportionality. And I mean, the idea that, the UK can race ahead in terms of vaccinating healthy groups within their population, while we are allowing exports to the UK, and at the same time, AstraZeneca, which is obligated to provide a certain number of doses to European Union every quarter are failing to do that.
But AstraZeneca is not the UK government, so you have a problem with AstraZeneca, but it appears to me you're punishing the UK citizens and the UK government. Should you not be focusing on AstraZeneca?
Well, we are. I mean, AstraZeneca has two plants in the UK. In part of the contract that was drafted between AstraZeneca and the European Union, it was stated quite clearly that the two plants in the UK would be used for production for the European population, for the EU population, and no doses have come from those two plants. So it would be inherently unfair to allow that to continue without the European Union at least saying, let's be fair and equitable in terms of exports from the European Union to the UK while they are racing ahead and we still haven't had the capacity to vaccinate our vulnerable groupings. That would be simply irresponsible of the European Commission and the member states within that.
Yeah, I still don't really understand, though, what it is that the EU is trying to do. If you're saying that your beef is with AstraZeneca, because AstraZeneca, as we all know at this stage, hasn't completed its obligations and contractual agreements in terms of the amount of vaccine it was meant to be providing to the EU. So your problem is with AstraZeneca. And the answer the EU seems to have come to is we're going to stop other vaccines getting to UK citizens. I don't understand how that makes AstraZeneca give us more vaccine.
Well, I mean, the European Union has to protect the integrity of the rollout of their vaccination programme. Bear in mind, you know, we are producing vaccines in the European Union. They are leading the European Union. AstraZeneca, which was meant to stand up to the plate in terms of delivery, have failed on a number of occasions. Mm. They've
AstraZeneca has.
Downward.
The UK government hasn't done anything to the EU.
Yes, but in fairness, I mean, there's two plants in the United Kingdom that are producing AstraZeneca vaccines.
Yeah, so
and
is
none
it
of
that
them
the
have
EU,
flowed across the channel to
is
the
it that the EU
Union.
Wants the UK government to direct a private company to start exporting to the EU?
Well, there's no need to direct. I mean, AstraZeneca is also being produced in Europe. So, I mean, you know, I mean, we could end up with a situation where AstraZeneca not only is not coming to Europe from the UK, which is the contractual obligations, we could actually have AstraZeneca vaccines flowing from Europe into the UK and elsewhere as well. And that would be grossly irresponsible when AstraZeneca have consistently revised downwards their delivery model to the European Union. So I think, in fairness, you know, we don't want to get involved in, you know, closing down the movement of ingredients and vaccines around the globe. Europe has been very forceful in saying that, you know, vulnerable countries have to be vaccinated as well.
But that's exactly what you are getting involved in. And the EU appears to be the only one getting involved in that.
The European Union is the only country that is allowing a massive outflow of vaccines from its borders while its population is at about 7 or 8% vaccination rate, and other countries are well into their 20s and 30s, and we export to those countries. That makes no sense there. That would be wrong. It would be irresponsible.
I just wonder, though, is this because the EU made a bags of it at the start in terms of the contract that it signed and how quickly it arranged for the vaccine to be imported or, you know, for us to get our hands in it or whatever the contract says, that other countries have been more successful at getting vaccines faster? That's not other countries' fault, that's the EU's fault. And the EU's reaction to that appears to be to block export of vaccines to other countries.
Well, I mean, some of the contracts were loose, there's no doubt about that. The obligations, for example, and the penalties on AstraZeneca for not delivering, you know, don't seem to be there. So it seems to be a case that while there was effort and reasonable effort by companies, there's no way that you can enforce when they don't live up to their commitments in the in the contract. And that is one issue. But the point is, like, the European Union, over the last 6 weeks, 41 million doses have left the European Union. Now, if they're going to countries that have a lower vaccination rate than the European Union, that is fine. We understand that. But the idea we would consistently allow doses go to countries with a higher vaccination rate, not just the UK, other countries as well.
All right. Very briefly, Billy, will you tell me very briefly about this COVID certificate to allow EU-wide travel? The Commission is proposing that. When might it happen? What would it look like?
Well, it was a circular today to the European Parliament and the Commission. Obviously, the Commission or the Council will have to agree to it now, member states, in other words. It will identify whether a person has been vaccinated, whether they've had a PCR test, or whether they had contracted COVID and were carrying now antibodies. The idea here is effectively, look, it will be up to member states at the end of the day, but if a member state or countries outside of the European Union are saying you can travel, but if you are to travel, you have to show that you have a vaccine certificate, well, then I think it's a good idea. It's just looking beyond the horizon a small bit when you know the pandemic may abate to a certain extent and there may be a freeing up of travel, that people can at least identify if there is a request by a country or in the context of public health emergencies as well. So it's a positive thing. I've been at airports where people have been showing that they got a PCR test and it was utter chaos. People pulling pieces of paper out of their pockets, showing screenshots from their phone, you know, and a lot of it was fraudulent. It wasn't authentic. So we do need to have a system in place, both for vaccines, but for the PCR test as well, okay, and in the event of you having COVID and have recovered.
All
so
right.
It's a good, it's a positive move.
Okay, well, positivity is good on St. Patrick's Day. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil MEP for Ireland South.